Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. What can I get for you?
Yeah, I'm in the mood to watch some movies. Do you have any memorabilia that I could take a look at?
Pull up to the second window and we'll see you next crime.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. I am John, here as always with Jamie, and we are talking about potentially one of the top 10 best movies of all time via my personal feelings.
Well, I think it's easily one of the most important movies of all time. Back when movies were, it was the first movie to show anything in color. It's really transcended time, obviously based on a novel, which is different. But yeah, the Wizard of Oz, which, truth be told, I watched probably hundreds of times as a kid.
I got to be honest. I watched this equally as much, and every time I would find myself terrified. The witch scared me to death, but the flying monkeys.
The monkeys, dude.
They got me because they look evil, and then they can fly. It's like the opposite of a snake. Snakes are evil. They lay on the ground. Monkeys that fly are evil and they can fly and kill you. It's just an awful situation.
It was great special effects, but so many memorable moments, but maybe none as memorable as those ruby red slippers.
All right, why don't you get the ball rolling, man?
Yeah, so obviously we are talking about Dorothy's slippers that were worn by Judy Garland in the making of The Wizard of Oz. Now, there are a few different pairs that she wore, and they're in different places, but one particular pair of slippers vanished in 2005, and it took nearly 20 years for the FBI to track them down.
And these were not just any old shoes. These slippers were just iconic. They had sequins and glass beads. They were the ruby red slippers, like you said, and they are an iconic piece of American film history. And there were only four authentic pairs known to exist. So they didn't just have one pair for the movie. They had a few on hand just in case. And at the time of their recovery, federal prosecutors estimated their market value at about $3.5 million. And they were on a loan to the museum from a Hollywood memorabilia collector, Michael Shaw, when they were stolen.
The theft occurred when the thief, who we now know as Terry John Martin, smashed the museum's glass door display with a hammer and ran off with the slippers. He's now 76 years old, and he was charged actually right out a year ago, October 2023, to the theft of a major artwork. So he was a thief by trade. According to his attorney, he saw the slippers as one last score after a lifetime of crime for him to retire and ride off into the sunset. But according to him, when he broke into this museum, he thought they were just slippers with actual rubies on them and didn't really see the connection to the Wizard of Oz. So he's saying that he didn't know what he was stealing. For the theft last year, he's in really poor health, was sentenced to time served. So he's actually not in prison, but we do know that he stole these slippers.
And he dumped them because, like you said, he thought the rubies weren't real. But did he not realize these slippers are valuable not because of the rubies, but because they were in a very iconic movie?
You know, I'm going to guess here that Martin just, he was so busy thiefing that he didn't have time to watch a lot of movies.
Fair enough. The FBI has not been clear about how they tracked down the slippers, but we do know that a man approached the slippers insurer in 2017 and claimed that he could help recover them, but demanded more than the $200,000 reward that was being offered. The FBI got involved and tracked down the slippers in 2018 and recovered them in a sting operation that was in Minneapolis.
Now, things get even more weird here. It turns out it wasn't just Martin. There was a second guy involved named Jerry Hal Salterman. So we have Terry John and Jerry Hal. Those aren't typical name combinations. Those are weird middle names. Anyway, he's been charged in connection with the theft. He's also 76 years old, and he's accused of receiving them, concealing them, and disposing of the stolen property sometime between 2005 and 2018.
According to the indictment, Salterman wasn't just an accomplice in hiding the slippers. He also allegedly tried to intimidate a woman involved in the case by threatening to release a sex tape of her if she didn't keep quiet. So this is just all kinds of craziness wrapped up in one case.
What a wild turn. Never thought a sex tape would be involved with the slippers.
Salterman has been charged as of March 2024 with a theft of a major artwork and witness tampering, though he hasn't entered a plea at this time.
So where are those slippers now? After their recovery, they were returned to Michael Shaw, the memorabilia collector who owned them, and he had loaned them to the museum. He decided at this point to have them auction off where they're expected to, like we said, they're valued at over $3 million. So they haven't been auctioned yet, but they're going to draw a big return financially for Shaw.
As we mentioned earlier, there are only four pairs of ruby slippers that are known to exist, and this was only one of those pairs. The other pairs are held by a few different places: the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, the Smithsonian's Museum of American History, and then one in a private collection. So each pair is unique and each pair has its own story, but this pair in particular has had quite the journey. They were stolen, hidden, and recovered almost two decades later.
And it got me wondering what other big movie props may have been in a similar situation. As it turns out, one of the most infamous cases involved the original Star Wars lightsaber that belonged to Luke Skywalker in The Empire Strikes Back. This is one of the most valuable in film history. It was stolen in the late 1990s, and it was eventually recovered through the auction trade of props like that.
There was another notable theft, which involved the 1968 Ford Mustang that was driven by Steve McQueen in the movie Bullet. And this iconic car was missing for decades, but it was finally discovered in Mexico in 2017. Its recovery made headlines as one of the most sought-after vehicles in Hollywood memorabilia.
If you could have asked me, I wouldn't have said so many cars were on this list, but somebody also stole the Aston Martin DB5 that James Bond used in both Goldfinger and Thunderball. It disappeared in 97 and has never been recovered. Some people believe that it was stolen in order to be sold by a private collector, but they've been unable to track it down.
Movie memorabilia holds just an insane value, but not just financially, but really culturally. Like, these ruby slippers were probably one of the most iconic pieces of movie memorabilia to ever exist. And I'm really thankful that these are no longer missing. So great case, Jamie. Thanks for doing this one.
Yeah, this is pretty fascinating to dig into. Glad they tracked down the slippers. Given the age of the thieves, I don't know that either of them's really going to serve any time for this, but we do, or somebody has the slippers back. We know where they are, and hopefully we find some of that other missing memorabilia as well.
All right. This has been another good one, Jamie. Thank you very much.
Crime story in 10 minutes or less.
Would you like crime with that?
You've listened to True Crime Cast, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.